Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life. FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
There's still some time for the weather to change, at least for the forecast. But right now, I'm reading one local site says could be a near record cold for the Cleveland Guardians home opener. Which, you know, openers are for the hardy, right? You either get that ticket and say, hey, rain, shine, snow, sleet. You're like a post office worker. You're going no matter what.
Yeah.
But this could hit close to home for you, Owen.
Yeah. I we've been to home openers in the past, and usually we buy a ticket, and because you pay, you know, the opening day fee or the opening day price, you end up riding it out and staying. We have switched to we buy the pass now, and we'll still buy, you know, random games, we'll buy seats or whatever. But we have passes. Me and my wife have had passes for a couple seasons. And now my youngest son, who is our baseball crazy kid, we got him a pass this year because he went to playoff games with us last year. He's really big into the team. Has not been to an opening day and is really excited about it.
Heck yeah.
And because we've been to some opening days now, I'm looking at this forecast and I don't personally know if I want to be out there, but he wants to be there. Do I take him and have his first opening day experience be on potentially 2016, it was 36 degrees, potentially colder than that.
And windy now.
On Tuesday. Yeah. You've got to be in the right area of the ballpark to at least get some sun north.
Yeah, you got
to
get some sun on top of you in those situations. Oh, God.
But everybody knows that. The people that go know exactly the spots to be in, and it's going to be, it's going to be a dogfight to get in there to get to those spots. Do I take him or do I just go, hey, let's wait a couple days when it warms up?
Well, so that's,
I think by the weekend it's supposed to be warm again.
That's the question. Is opening day a no matter what event? Is it one of those sacred events that no matter what the deal is,
for those who
you
choose,
head
I'd
on down
so.
And you go through your typical routine or whatever? Because obviously people have their routines down over the years. They meet with the same friends.
Yes.
They go to the same bars.
Right.
Is opening day a sacred event where it does not matter?
I think it is. I think it, unless the game is, because Owen reminded us a little bit ago, the game that got like snowed out or rained out like at 10 o'clock in the morning.
So that
they caught
was
it
this
really early.
2016. I just looked it up. They pulled it the day before. That morning, it was, I remember it now. We came in, it was like 55 degrees in the morning. It was kind of warm, right? And by the time we left the show, it was like 38 degrees. And it got all the way down to 30. So they moved it to the next day, and it was only 36 there.
Yeah. I don't think that if you're a person that goes, opening day is a, it's a different day from everything else. I think you try to get the game in no matter what, because you got people coming into town for it. I'm talking about like the Jack Sawyer. I can't imagine Jack Sawyer can be here more than Tuesday, and that's it.
Throwing first pitch.
Yeah, he's throwing the first pitch on Tuesday. So I think there's only a amount of time that you have where you can have people show up on opening day. So that is part of it, but that's from a planning standpoint. I mean, for the general fan, and I know that's what you meant too.
But is part of you also, Owen, wondering maybe this isn't the opening day then? Maybe you want it to be more special and you'd wait a year.
I just don't want him to. I want it. Him to cherish opening day, right? Same thing that, you know, all Clevelanders, it's a holiday. You know, a lot of people have talked about this day, you should be off on this day. It should be a holiday in Cleveland. I don't want him to go, his first memory of opening day being, I froze my ass off.
I understand that.
It was miserable.
You were looking for the indoor parts of the stadium where
and
there's heat.
Where he's going, you know what? I don't want to do opening days because that first one was so miserable.
I don't think you got anything to worry about. I don't think you got anything to worry about. I think that, you know, those type of things. I still remember the second Indians game I ever tried to go to. I tell you guys all the time about the first one. Second one I went to, it got rained out against Toronto Blue Jays. We went up there, sat there in the rain. I was dying for it to stop. They finally called it.
But my problem is I think it's a lot different when we were kids. Baseball meant so much more. I'm in a fight right now to make sure that baseball stays. It's his 1A sport right now for him. You know, every kid's a football kid, and he enjoys football, but that's not his top sport, at least in priority for him.
Man,
I don't want to lose that.
I can't imagine not wanting to go. Like, it's going to be July eventually. It's going to warm up. I think every opening day is going to be a roll of the dice. It's spring. Weather's changed. I mean, weather changes all the time. Yeah, it's the first one. I think stories to tell later on.
His first opening day.
Yeah. My first opening day was atrocious. I didn't go to an opening day until I was a media member, and I hated every moment of it.
Yeah.
Well, you can handle that.
It wasn't because
of
the Indians' fault.
You're not a little kid.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I can tell you the only time I got a chance that first year to go to Progressive Field, and it was such a special thing, and I don't know how my mom got tickets, and the two of us...
Oh, in 94.
And the two of us went, and we spent the entire game. Remember, it was April. We spent the entire game in the bathrooms. Trying to look for heat. I wasn't dressed right. I don't know what. It was brutally cold, and it did. It kind of marred. It became a funny experience. Like, we always joked about it later, but it did kind of mar the day. Now, that wasn't opening day, but that was the first chance to go into the new stadium, the new field.
Yeah, I say, yeah, you got to go. You just got to go. I don't want to say suck it up, but I think it's still part of the experience. And if it gets called, I mean, it says a high of 34 on Tuesday. That is just awful. But if it gets called, it gets called, and you roll the dice and try to go again next year. I think day two is always the fun day. Definitely not as many people in the stands. The bunny's still there.
You got room to navigate.
Yeah, and you can have a whole – I mean, in my experience in the past, it's been usually still cold, and you can have a whole section to yourself if you want to, and you can do just about any damn thing you want.
That's another thing. I have to work on day two downtown.
That sucks.
And I do not need opening day getting bumped to the next day.
I went to a couple
for personal reasons.
I got to tell you, man, I went to a couple of game twos in my life. Game two, I don't want to give out the secrets, but, you know, I can't imagine it's going to be that big of a sellout. And again,
that is the White Sox.
You have some fun in game two. That is a good time that time.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.